Hey, Nashies, we're back. Woohoo! Nashville's here. We're here at AfterBuzz TV, and we're going to break down the first two episodes of the new season. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Woohoo! Sounds so good, doesn't it?
So good.
Hey guys, welcome to the Nashville After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. I am one of your hosts, JJ Juergens, and I'm joined here tonight by the other lovely co-host.
Yes, hello everyone, Marissa Serafini.
Not calling myself a lovely co-host, I should have said one of the others. I was referring
lovely.
To usually we have more others in the panel, so we're a little sad we're not bringing everybody back for you here tonight, but next week, everyone will be, yeah. Holidays, everybody's still kind of traveling and work, but next week,
we're still here.
We are here, and we are pumped up and excited about it. So,
we'll just great premiere.
Yeah. So, yeah, just give me quickly your overall thoughts. Nashville's back. How are you feeling about it?
I'm so excited. I mean, you all know that, like, we were also really sad when Nashville got canceled and really happy when CMT picked it up. And mm-hmm. I'm so glad watching it, nothing changed. Mm-hmm. Like, some things felt newer, felt fresh, but the characters didn't change, the story didn't change. Like, you couldn't really tell, like, the difference between someone else's mm-hmm. work compared to someone else's. And I loved it. I loved it. We picked up literally right where we left off.
You had mentioned that maybe you thought some of the lighting was actually even a little bit better. Like, maybe there was some little more time put in some of the setups. But you thought it looked
yeah.
It looked very nice.
I think the production value kind of stepped up its game a little bit, because ABC, yeah, as great as they are, they pump out a lot of content, but I think mm-hmm. CMT, they have less amount of original programming, so I think they can actually spend the time to take, like, to set up a shot.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked beautiful. Like, the whole first episode, I kept thinking, I was like, wow, that's a great shot, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, the lighting, and I think the production value and the cinematography just looked great.
Yeah.
It really felt like Nashville.
And it felt moody, and it felt, yeah, I agree with you. I think the one thing I said to you too that I think I noticed a little bit was I felt there was a little more humor too. I felt like maybe they sat on some of the scenes a little longer, especially I think with, and maybe because the relationship's going better these days with Deacon mm-hmm. and Raina. But I don't know, I felt a little more like fun, like real life sarcasm and little hints of, you know,
yeah, levity.
Yeah. Levity. I liked having. Exactly. All right. Well, so let's start with the first episode called The Wayfaring Stranger. So this one kind of, we get to find out now what's going on with everybody. So right away, we get to the accident and find out that Julia is alive.
Yes.
So,
yes. I mean, honestly, they can't kill Julie yeah. yet. She is the star of the show. So I'm glad that she's okay. But I'm glad, like, they put her in a, you know, position where she has to actually take the time to heal mm-hmm. and reflect on her life. And I think that's what she needs, because I think she's been so busy. Every time something big, major happens to her, she's always constantly rushing. We can kind of try to see her trying to rush her rehabilitation stages. But she's actually taking the time to, like, heal her inner self, mm-hmm. which I think she needs.
Yeah, totally agree with you. I like the way that they have written this, because I think, you know, to have put her like, in a coma for a while or have done something like that would have been kind of disappointing.
Too soap opera.
But then to have her just be fine. I really like this. I think, and it also is going to show us a new side to her, you know, where she's struggling and questioning why she was the only survivor, and especially after she had felt like she had done so many bad things and been a bad person, and, you know, why is she alive? So I like having Juliet have something big like this to kind of, because, you know, she always kills the scenes and is so good.
Oh,
so I think having her kind of character going through this, I'm looking forward to seeing.
Absolutely. And it's like, and I think it's not really a prediction, but, like, we can definitely see the survivor's guilt, like, starting mm-hmm. to brew. I mean, they kind of touched a little bit, and she questioned why she was the only one who survived. But I think we'll get into more episodes in the future where it will really delve into, like, why.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, how it really affects her.
I like seeing how we could start to see how it, how I like the moment when Avery takes her out there when she wants to go out to the scene and how he carries her. And I just think it's really opening up a lot of great little moments here along the way with
this. I loved Avery and her together in this episode. They're just so good. Everything that they've been through, especially this, is just another obstacle in Juliet's life. But the fact that Avery's there and being as supportive as he always is. Mm-hmm. I just love it. And, like, there was a line, I can't really quote exactly what she said, but she's like, this is me, and this is, like, basically, this is who I am, and it's going to be kind of a long road ahead of them. But Avery's like, yep, I'm going to stick it too, stick it through with you, because I love you in that way. I love it. He has a lot of patience for her.
Oh, he does.
Yeah, I don't know anyone else who would after everything that we've seen, but, like, he truly loves her to go through all this with him.
Yeah, and I really hope in this season that she recognizes that, you know? I mean, I know we started to see her start to do that, but I really hope she does, because she would have a tough time finding somebody who is as patient and as understanding and loving towards her as he is.
Well, I hope we're always hoping that, like, everything that she tries when she becomes humble and stuff, like, this will forever change her. But hopefully this is, like, a big enough thing in her life where she actually will truly change her ways and won't be as terrible monster as she can be, you know?
Yeah, I think so, because if you had her now drinking after this, it would just be such a, you know?
Contrived.
So, yeah, exactly. So I'm really hoping that we won't see that again. I think we might just see more of the guilt and more of her going through that kind of a transition. But hopefully no more of the boozing it up and that kind of reckless behavior
hopefully
from
not.
Her.
changing her ways, turning a new leaf. More so.
Yes. So we also found out in that first one, so we realized that Maddie did get out of the contract. They said that cost $275,000 to get her out of that. So I think that's why Raina's she's struggling a little bit with the business now. And Raina herself is just kind of in a struggle, feeling like she's been on this roller coaster doing all these things and kind of losing herself and losing her love for doing something that she loves instead of just doing all this work stuff.
Right, and that's so understandable. And it's like not just in the music industry, but like in any industry, really, when like you just get so caught up in your everyday work in and out, like on your whole day, and that's all you think about, and you lose the passion for it. It's just something you do. It's not something you love.
Yeah.
And I get that. And I think that's totally relatable. And especially for her amazing career that she's had, I like she's at that point where she can realize, like, oh, hey, I'm just working. I'm not doing what I set out to do when I was younger, which is really why I got into this industry, is because I actually loved the music and the passion and the craft. And I like she's bringing it back.
Yeah. And I think probably, you know, what's hard, too, is part of the reason she wanted to do the label was to, you know, be able to mentor younger artists and people who she, I think, saw herself in, too, you know, different. But it seems that since the music industry was changing for her, that now she's dealing with these YouTubers and different kind of, not that they're not talented, but I think she's struggling with not getting to maybe even work with the type of people that she thought she would get to work with. It's more about the full package and the marketing and the what's going to sell. And, you know, you can't make money just on streaming it, you know, or, you know, make money on, with as they did before with albums and stuff. So I think that's a shift for her, too, like thinking, oh, I'm in this business now, but it's not that's not even going as, like, I thought it was going
to
be.
Right. And I think that's, like, the YouTubers, the different demographics she has to face that she didn't really think she'd be facing.
Mm-hmm.
We had the YouTubers, we had the person in Silicon Valley with all, like, that whole audience.
Zach Wells. The app guy.
Like people in technology who might, like, have an appreciation for music but not really love country music. So all these different types of life that she has to deal with, who doesn't understand the actual art that goes into her music. And I think she realized that,
and we see her struggling with having some panic attacks also while she's flying to that.
Was that a surprise to you?
That was a surprise to me.
Like, where did that come from? I mean, we obviously know with Juliet and her crash, but, like, how, like, do you think that was big enough to affect Raina? Because I felt like that was a weird connection for her, just to have a fear out of planes for it to not go anywhere. This storyline literally ended up nowhere.
Yeah. No, I kind of agree with you. That was, maybe one of the ones struggled with a little bit.
Yeah, I didn't like it. Only because, I mean, I can understand if you witnessed something else that was like, oh, hey, that could have been me. That could have been my plane, whatever. Like, I understand, like, that's an innate fear. Literally, I just flew yesterday on a plane, and I'm glad I watched this episode today and not yesterday. But it's like, I didn't believe that she could develop such a paralyzing fear just so Deacon can come out and talk to her, just to have this realization that, hey, this isn't what I want to be doing with my life. Mm-hmm. I was like, if that's the thing that had to force her to realize, you know, she wants to change her ways in music, I think there could have been something else for her to realize.
I think it might have just been too that, like, so this traumatic thing happened, and she was with Juliet, and, you know, so kind of still trying to be there to support her, and then going through the thinking that, yes, this could be me, this could have been me at any time with my girl, I lose my, you know, life and my girls. So I'm sure I get it a little bit. I don't know if I loved it on the show, but I do see how it could happen. And I think what Deacon was saying too is, like, she's at a vulnerable point because she's exhausted and she's tired and stuff from work. So when you're run down like that, then you are more susceptible for those types of things to
emotions
to have,
just get the best of you.
Exactly. So then I think, yeah, so then she'd be surprised by having some sort of panic attack. So I think it is justified. I mean, I love the fact that it got us to just see more of why we love Deacon so much.
Oh,
I mean,
goodness.
The fact that how perfect is he in these two episodes?
He's too good. He's such a man.
And, you know, we could talk about him for, like, the rest of the we don't have a clock going, so we might talk forever. I like the fact that he got on the plane, flew out there to see her, because, you know, was going to be willing to help her get on that plane or drive back with her or do whatever she needed.
What a man. I mean, who does that? No man will fly across the country just to convince you to get back on a plane to come back.
Where are all the Deacons?
Seriously. Come on, guys.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
I love this. I just wanted to just, like, kiss him right then and there.
I know, right?
Mm.
That was a nice
But no, it just shows, like, how much he loves her.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. I do too. I really enjoyed them in these first two episodes too. Like, I liked, it was nice to, I mean, we started to get to an area, I thought, oh no, we're going back into the same, you know, but before, I just liked to see them actually nice and cuddling on the couch and being like just a normal couple, you know, it was refreshing to see with them.
Absolutely.
We've been on a long journey with them.
And he does. Yep.
Yeah. Okay, so let's see. So, anything else in that first episode, or should we just get to the?
Well, in the first episode, we had, you know, the girls.
Oh yeah,
Maddie and Daphne.
Yep. So Maddie starts out still being mean to Daphne in the first.
Such a teenager, which I was like, okay, yes, granted, only like 3/4 of the year has passed, I guess, or well, technically in time, real time with their show. It was only like 3 months. So, or 3 weeks, sorry.
3 weeks,
so she's still a teenager, still in that kind of love-hate relationship with her sister. It's just like, do we really have to start off the relationship in this season still hating each other?
That's what got me at first, too. Yeah. I was like, because I think since we've had the break, too, you had to remind yourself that it was only 3 weeks. You know,
technically.
Because you do think, and I thought the same thing. I'm like, oh, no. I'm like, haven't they grown up at all? They're still in the same point where they're fighting because it just got a little tough sometimes. They're still fighting. And she was so mean to her before. So then I thought, let's just let her sing this cute little song. Let's see what she's going to add to it. So I did like the way they pulled that together. And that was not till the second episode. Sorry, they start to blend together when you watch it back to back like that.
That was in the first episode.
It was in the first two.
I love how Scarlett helps Maddie come around and realize what she's been doing. It's like, Daphne wasn't doing it to be mean or like to take credit for the song. Like, she did it because, again, she has the music and the passion and the talent, an amazing singer voice, to write the song and help Maddie along.
Yeah, and I like the way she said it. You know, we call it collaboration, and it is true. It's like, it's hard to be creative all the time, and you sometimes it's nice to have somebody who hasn't been, like, staring at it for the hours.
Fresh ears, in their opinion.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I was glad that it all came around, too.
Yeah, and again, I think this goes off of my long prediction last time was that I can totally see them doing a duet album together. Because them singing that song, oh my goodness, chills.
Yeah.
Chills.
Every Goosebumps. Time they sing together, so good.
So amazing. And like, I want to download that song right now. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Their voices are just beautiful.
Love, they never disappoint with the music.
Nope.
Great songs in these first two episodes as well. Like, I mean, we got our Scarlett and Gunner song. We got, you know, Deacons. We'll talk about that one later. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so it's... I think they did a really good job, too, of kind of, in these first two episodes, really weaving all the storylines kind of in there and getting us back up to speed with... It was a good balance, I felt. You know, we see in the second episode, we get to see more of Will... I think for the first episode,
it was a really easy episode to transition and ease back into the show. It was like they wasn't overwhelming where they throw you with so many storylines. This is what's happening. Follow along. But I think it was a great episode to come back to.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. All right, let's kind of move a little bit on into the second one. But let's talk about, so we find out that Scarlett and Gunnar are finally an item moving forward. What are your thoughts on that one?
Official. I was happy. I love them two together because when they sing, that's like fireworks magic. I love that. But of course, Scarlett has to always think of something to sabotage their relationship. It's like, Scarlett, girl, can you just be happy for 1 minute with your man? Why do you always have to find like the littlest thing to blow it up and ruin a good thing? Yeah. Well, like, why find the one dot amongst everything else that's beautiful?
Yeah. As we were watching this, I wish you could have seen Marissa because she was just
frustrating.
Like, it was, too. Yeah. I was right there with you. Like, it was like, just be happy for 5 minutes for, you know, just... Go have sex and enjoy it. Like, have fun together. Like,
seriously.
It was tough to...
She managed to find the one thorn amongst, like, a whole bush of roses. I'm like, come on, girl.
Yeah, I agree. But I am glad, at least, that they didn't drag this out. Because I thought, oh, no. Like, the way it was starting, I thought, oh, we're going to drag this out now. Like, we thought they were, because we were all like, yay, when they're back together. And I thought, oh, no, here we're going to go the next three episodes it's going to take to get them back together now. Because she's going to be upset about this song. And then when Gunnar pouted and, you know, stormed out of the kitchen, I thought, oh, gosh.
Yeah, they're still going to be the exes.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah.
And some knew he's gonna hook up with or come in, or so I like at least that, you know. And I thought it was a very real conversation that she had with Deacon, worrying about that, you know, part of her mother coming out in her, because I don't know about you, but I like, I've had those things too. You see that you start to see some traits that you don't necessarily like, you know, that, you know, that you notice and you're like, oh, I don't want to be that, and then you see yourself doing it and you're like, oh, I am exactly that, what I don't like, you know. So I thought that was a very real, you know, conversation too, and at least good thought for her to be like figuring things out.
Absolutely. And I love that she's self-aware of that compared to someone else telling her that she's like her mother.
Yes.
Like, and it's also like when you have that realization, you do the things that you have, you know, and you have learned. She learned that from her mother, therefore she does it. So that was relatable, and I'm glad she got to the point of where she was in the wrong and she came around. But I just hope this isn't, I mean, she's done it a few times now. It's just kind of tiring again.
Yeah.
Can they be happy
for
5 minutes, please, without something else ruining them?
Yeah. I hope. I mean, yes, give us a little bit of that this season.
Please.
You know, at least don't do anything till the very end.
Right.
Yeah, because I thought it was great when he changed the lyric to blue eyes instead of, you know.
Golden
we're like,
eyes.
Oh, lovely.
Although during their argument, she did bring up a good point. Like, every girl that he's been dating have been, like, people that she's been associated with and, like, is always around. And I don't think it was out of, like, spite, Gunnar choosing these type of women.
Yeah.
They just coincidentally are in the same industry, so you're going to be seeing them over and over again. Not to flash in front of her face and make her jealous.
Yeah, like, I agree. Like, I don't think he did it on purpose at all to, like, try to make her jealous. But I think she had a very valid point that even if you didn't do it on purpose, it was still hurtful, and I still had to go through that. And it wasn't just one. I mean, it was her best friend, and then it was, a couple different coworkers.
Coworker.
So, yeah,
manager.
That's... Yeah. I mean, so I thought she had a very legitimate point on that, too. So I had to give her credit for, yeah, it's understandable that she, you know, is hesitant and still hurt, too. Like, thinking, oh, well, if we do fight, was he just going to go find the neighbor or, you know, like somebody else that's, you know. So, I don't think she was fully to blame for, you know. I mean, I don't blame her for, yeah, she has some good, yeah, justified points.
Yeah, definitely justified. I love their song.
Yeah.
All of Me.
So good.
Yeah. I mean, that's another song that gave me goosebumps.
Yeah.
Like, holy crap.
Yeah, they sound so good together. Yeah.
And that was acoustic, too. I was like, that wasn't produced. And even, like, Maddie and Daphne's performance was acoustic. How talented they are with such little amount of effort.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. Those are my favorite, those acoustic. Yeah, so good.
So good.
I also like the, so we see Scarlett and we had a lot of moments between Scarlett and Deacon too. So I think it's cool to see their like good relationship, and I like how they kind of call each other out on their crap too.
You know, totally. Like, Scarlett was great with Deacon because it's like she just tells it like it is. Mm-hmm. And I think Deacon is like the only person she can actually truly be like that. When it comes to like other people, I see a lot of insecurities within her, and I think that's what makes her, you know, nervous or jealous because of her own personal insecurities. But when it comes to Deacon, like, she tells it like it is.
Yeah.
And he listens, though. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. They actually tell each other and they listen to each other.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
So good.
Yep. All right. So we have, let's talk. We find out that Will is, he's having his birthday, and he's an item with, in a relationship with Kevin still.
Aww, so that's Kevin.
Sweet, right? We all like Kevin here.
Yes, we do like Kevin. Yeah. I'm glad that they're still together. Their relationship, wow, it took a big step up in trust and where they are. They're like really, really more serious about each other and solidified as a couple.
Well, they were. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, they were. I mean, we'll get there. So, yeah, we start out that they really are. And I just knew when, what was his name again?
Jacob.
Jacob. Just not good when he came over that. He was too aggressive with the birthday and blowing out his candle and making his wish for him. So, yeah, but I thought, again, like, Kevin handled that well. Like, he didn't just get jealous and storm off, and he just, you know, I like that they talked about it, and he, you know, didn't tell him not to go over there and get suits. He encouraged him, and was like, I trust you, you know, and I thought.
I like that.
Yeah.
That takes a lot of someone to trust your other person in the relationship. Mm-hmm. It works, you know, like two different people are working at this.
Yeah.
And the fact that Kevin trusts him enough to do it and encouraged it. But to also see Will on his end, what happened.
Yeah.
Like, I gotta give it to Will, too, because I actually questioned it for a minute. I trusted Kevin. I didn't trust Will.
I didn't either. I thought Will was gonna actually go for it at the end there. I thought.
Oh, it almost went there.
Yeah.
He kind of let it get close enough to the point where he's finally said no.
Yeah.
Good on you, Will.
Now, do you think he had his whole question asking Gunner if he should have told him that he thought about it? What are your thoughts on that? Should he have mentioned anything or just let it go?
Yeah, I say let it go.
Yeah.
Because Will ultimately did say no. Mm-hmm. And that's all you need to know, honestly.
I agree with that one. I think it's human nature to maybe have thoughts, you know.
Yeah,
I think everybody. But the fact that he said no and didn't do anything, I think to come home and just say that I had thoughts is not gonna. That's only gonna not. It's gonna hurt the relationship, and not. There's no reason to hurt it for, since he didn't do anything. Like Ryan, he's not like he's still in love with Kevin. He's not. He just admitted that. Well, yeah, I did think about it for a minute, you know.
Yeah,
I think that's natural.
And I like the fact that they are thinking of getting a place together.
Yeah,
and maybe a dog.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't sure about that end shot, like, when they actually hugged and embraced, and then, like, Will's face still was questioning, or maybe he just felt naturally guilty for what he just went through.
That face worried me, too, because I thought that face felt to me like he was just covering up, that now he actually does maybe want to pursue something with Jacob, or is still thinking about it more than he wants to admit. And I felt like now he's just kind of doing I don't know, doing, getting the house, saying that he should do this, these steps just because mm-hmm. he feels like he should, and then that'll make it better, and that'll make him not think about this other guy.
Yeah, I feel like, oh,
that's going to come. I'm going to save that for today.
No, I think that's the latter. Yeah.
Yeah, but I like that face.
That scene with Jacob, though, I was like, both of them alone in a bedroom.
Yeah.
I'm like,
a beautiful bedroom. On. That room was amazing.
Gorgeous bedroom.
Yeah.
But, like, alone in a bedroom.
Yeah.
Like, you know where this is going.
Yeah. Of course, the suits have to be right in the
right
bedroom,
there.
Right next to this gorgeous, inviting bed.
Great lighting.
Yeah.
It was. That was a great lit room right there. But... Yeah,
but it was.
I'm glad nothing happened.
Yes.
So, do you think Jacob will stick around though? Will he still like be an issue?
I think we might see him again.
Okay. I hope not.
I hope not either, but I feel like we might.
I don't know what else he would add to the show.
True. Only if it's Will, like later.
Unless like Will really does kind of want to be with him, and then that's like ruins the relationship with Kevin. Let's not hope
that's
that.
No. That's what I'm afraid of. Okay, moving on. All right, let's see. So we did have, so in the second episode, Juliet does go track down Haley, who is the woman that saved her.
Yeah, I mean, that was an. Or, like, the introduction of Haley mm-hmm. when Juliet got rescued from the airplane. Awesome shot, again, mm-hmm. with well-lit. Yeah, I know it's the production. but this shot where, like, she opens up the blanket and actually looks like an angel.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I thought that was cool.
Yeah,
but
cool.
The fact that, you know, that makes Juliet act kind of differently, but in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's seeking out this woman just to say thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That felt genuine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I love it, too, and I love that this woman, you know, doesn't want to be in the limelight and didn't want to have, you know, any sort of real public recognition for finding her and all that. So, yeah, I think this would be a good relationship for Juliet, too, or a good...
Friendship.
You know, yes.
Yeah, I feel like that's something that Juliet's not used to, or
mm-hmm.
someone else actually genuinely helping her out with not wanting anything else
yeah.
in return. Because her industry and everyone who's tried to... help her always wants something for
mm-hmm.
her, and the fact that this woman did something and actually isn't, you know,
mm-hmm.
wanting anything, I think that kind of appeals to her more.
I do too, and I think that'll help, you know, her the compassion, and I think the kind of energy that she'll get from this relationship too will help her, I think, be a better mother and have a better relationship with Avery too, just like learn a little more. I don't know, I feel good positive vibes mm-hmm. coming this way for a while.
Good things hopefully. Can come out of this, hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really
yeah.
like that. And
yeah.
she has a beautiful voice.
Oh, yeah. It's yeah.
Hallie Lee.
Was it Hallie Haley?
No, Hannah Lee, sorry.
Hannah Lee, yeah.
Hallie. Yeah. Hannah Lee, who goes by
yeah.
Hallie.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Amazing voice, which I kind of have a prediction.
All right, we
when
actually have some predictions
that.
This time.
Yeah.
All right, okay, so before we go to predictions, let's see, what else about that episode?
Oh, Brandon Deacon.
Raina, yes.
Duet album?
Uh-huh.
I'm all for it. Are you?
Oh, totally.
Oh,
yeah.
Totally.
I tweeted the live tweet, we'll buy that thing. I definitely would definitely want to hear that
oh,
album.
Oh, did you? I
yeah.
would totally buy that album. Can you imagine, like, the chemistry and the songs? That, I mean, they're just amazing performing together, but a whole album about, I mean, like, we as watchers know about their life, but
yeah.
to put that in song form, in a music form, it's like, I think you can get more emotion out of it.
Yeah. What did you think about the kind of path that they took to coming together to do the album, with kind of getting in another fight again, and then we see, you know, Deacon kind of saying it's always, you know, it's your way.
I think it's totally understandable, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've had their ups and downs, and I think Deacon, it takes a lot for Deacon, and I found this very manly, for to realize, like, yeah, he is the side man. This is Raina's world, and, like, he lives in it. Like, it takes a lot to be self-aware of that and admit it.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that, and that's sexy.
Yep.
I'm all for Deacon. But,
yeah.
like... I understand, because their relationship hasn't been the greatest. you know? Mm-hmm. And so it's to be expected that Deacon would be kind of wary about it.
I totally agree. And I think he kind of, and I liked how he was communicating. Like, he was telling her what he was thinking and what he was, you know, feeling about the hesitations, you know, saying that, like, he hasn't been happy for a long time and he's finally, you know, now happy. So then to ask him to go back to revisit a lot of those points, too, I think is possibly mm-hmm. opening a can of worms too, if he goes back and really goes to those dark places and writes about those feelings and stuff. It, you know, it is kind of risky as well. So I liked that he was being honest. I didn't like when he was being honest and then she like walks out again, because I felt like that's what we've seen
right.
a lot of the
but
years.
She didn't want to hear it, so yeah. she walked out. Like, yeah. no, Raina.
Yeah.
You wanted to talk, and he's talking, so now listen to
right,
him.
Right.
But I think that also goes apart, like, Raina only hears what she wants
mm-hmm.
to.
Mm-hmm. And we've seen that over the years, you know, mm-hmm. and she's, yes, Deacon has his faults, but she has also been pretty strong in her way in kind of the relationship arguments and situations. So I did like that at least we see that again, but then again, they come back at the end and she, you know, admits that she was wrong in this time. So I think we're getting a lot of people kind of owning up to their own stuff, you know, and being called out on it, but then thinking about it and then being like, yeah, yep, you know, they're that's, right, and I was wrong. And
exactly. Yeah. It's that self-realization, but also doing something about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I appreciate mm-hmm. in all the characters, that they're actively trying to change their ways because they realize what they've done. I love that. And I'm glad, yeah, it took some arguing. But what frustrated me the most was, like, how pushy Raina was.
Yes.
Like, the fact she wasn't really listening. She didn't give him proper time to think about it. Mm-hmm. Like, we already knew what she wanted. She wanted this album. She was just, like, literally kind of forcing his hand to say yes. But, like, you know, do it.
Yeah. And it was kind of like, again, I kind of like, I get both sides. I get that she took this long road trip to clear her head and figure out, like, what was missing in her life. And then she's found it and had this great moment of, you know, really knowing she loved him and wanted to spend more time and do something. So it's sweet on one hand, but mm-hmm. at the same time, it's coming back realizing that Deacon didn't just take that road trip with you, and he gave you the space to do it. He's been back with the kids, and, you know, he's just because you're ready for that doesn't mean he immediately has to be right at the same point you are,
ready
you know,
for
like,
yeah.
ready for, yeah, so, yeah. And when she got so upset when he went to was going to work on that other side gig, you know, for a while, too, and he's like, well, it's only 3 weeks, and, mm-hmm. yeah. So, but it all comes together, and we get one of the most beautiful songs I think we've heard in a long time.
Oh, it's
right?
So good. You should have seen us watching this
yes.
episode.
Woo, I was a little teary-eyed on
oh,
that last
so
song.
So good. There's nothing else to say.
His face, too, like, he's the best actor, like, just so intense, like, mm-hmm. you can just see all the love and the pain and the everything in his eyes when he was singing that song. It's just amazing.
Mm-hmm. And he's singing, like, right to you, like, right
yeah.
through your soul,
yeah.
honestly, and, yeah, the emotions were just there, and after everything that, you know, we heard them argue about, all that was epitomized in that mm-hmm. one half of a song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you could see it in her eyes, too, like, affecting her, and, mm-hmm. you know, yeah, but that was great. Great way to end.
Yeah.
Ugh. All right. Anything
so
else
good.
In those two episodes?
So good. No, I think we covered it.
Yeah, I think so, too. What a lot of fun. We're so happy to talk. All right, well, yeah. we kept saying a couple predictions, so let's do some predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz.
Oh, I have a few.
All right.
Okay. I think the whole Juliet finding Hannah Lee, a.k.a. Hallie,
mm-hmm.
I think Juliet might turn a new leaf and go to gospel.
Ah, that's a good one.
Country music, she might start an album with gospel.
That's
music,
a good one.
Or do a collaboration.
Yeah.
In, like, gospel-esque theme. That'd be great.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And she has a great voice. She could totally
yeah.
do it. And to expand her fan base, I mean, like, she's kind of had ups and downs with her own audience who follow
mm-hmm.
her. I think this could broaden her a bit. Rather
yeah.
than country, you can also do gospel.
Mm-hmm.
Open up her eyes.
Good one.
I think this album with Raina and Deacon will... It's going to be amazing, but there was, I don't know about you, but in, like, the whole first episode and the second episode, I felt there were moments where Raina was really questioning her career.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the first one, she's like, well, not going to be an artist anymore. Like, you know, she was losing the creativity. Like, why do something? And I just felt there were moments where Raina could have said, like, I want out.
Mm-hmm.
I think, and I don't want to say this, I hate saying this, especially as the premiere, but I feel like Raina's, like, on her slow way out.
Out of music or out of...
out of music. Or, like, or just singing. I mean, she still loves music, but, like, out of her career.
See,
like,
I
retiring,
feel...
Like, on the path to retiring.
I feel that she's going to she's on her way out of the record label. I feel like she's going to keep it going, maybe, like, in her name, but put somebody else in charge of it. But I feel like she doesn't want to be in the day-to-day, like, you know, looking up YouTube. Yeah. Like, I don't feel like she wants to be looking for new artists. And, you know, I think the album's going to be a huge success, too. I think it's going to just be, like, and I think it's going to blow sales away, you know, like, do just huge sales because they're not expecting it to. And they're probably going to be, like, a lot of marketing because, like Deacon said, like, why don't they get it to McGraw or Stapleton or something?
Right.
So I think it's going to be huge. And then I think she's going to kind of retire out of the company and then just do music that she wants to do, like when she wants to do it with people like him or other people that she wants to collaborate with. But
okay, I like that too. Yeah, I could see like this album being her last one and go off on a bang like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like I hate to say it because like she's obviously a big character and we don't want to see our big character like leave her career.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just felt there were just small nuggets placed throughout both of these episodes. It feels like she's like mentally checking out.
Yeah, I feel like she's maybe over like the whole big stadium tours now and like the, you know, singing in front of, she doesn't want to sing in front of a thing for Zach.
Zach.
For Zach where nobody
appreciates
or is listening. They're just, yeah. Yeah, so I
would have been so frustrated in doing that. I was so frustrated for her.
Yeah.
So disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I don't know if that was a reflection of the millennials or it was just that demographic.
Yeah.
Yeah, not to say anything's wrong with people who are big on technology, but it was just so painful to watch.
There is in rooms. I was in a room like that once for somebody, and it was painful that like people just talking. You couldn't, and you feel so sorry for her. So I don't know if that is just the generation, the times now that people just get distracted. But yeah, it's totally rude to do. Okay, so any other predictions, Jen?
Nope.
Okay,
that's that.
I think that. I do think that Will is going to mess up the relationship with Kevin. And I don't know if it's going to be back with the suit guy. I almost feel like he might have... I don't think the suit guy is ever going to be like a boyfriend, but I feel like he may give in one night and just show up at that... I don't know. He'll show up at his house or I just...
Okay.
I don't know who else it would be, you know, and I don't think it's going to be somebody... Yeah, I just think he might... He might get caught up in now that, like, he had all those fans, people yelling for him at the show he was doing.
He could get anyone
yeah,
that he wants.
Which I hate to see because I feel like it's been such a fight to get him back up singing and that Kevin's been so good for him and supportive that I don't want to see him do that to him. I'd rather have them get the house and the dog in the studio. So mm-hmm. Let's hope I'm wrong on that one. We saw in the teaser a little bit that we're kind of thinking Zach is going to maybe end up being a stalker since we realized...
Maybe a stalker.
You think he gave the flowers, right?
Yes, yep. I think he gave the flowers because we saw that shady shot at the end.
Yeah.
We're listening to Raina's music in the car, but there's a gunshot to the windshield. What happened? Is he, like, a mentally crazy stalker? Because he said probably, like, 3 to 4 different times, I'm your biggest fan, love you. Like, very stalker.
That's what made me nervous, too. They did say it that many times.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay,
we haven't really dealt with stalker storyline.
No. I think it's a good storyline.
It is, like, a good storyline.
I would welcome it, you know?
Absolutely. Oh.
Yeah.
Woohoo. Dark and twisted.
Yeah. I definitely like it. Because, I think that's good, especially now when Deacon and Raina are doing so well. Yeah, we don't want anything to be with them, really, storyline. But this other, like, stalker in the house. Or I mean, it could get good and scary.
Drama.
All right, I don't think I had any others other than those.
All right.
So I think that wraps us up for tonight, huh?
Yep.
Oh, you guys, we're so glad we're back. So we can't wait to hear your comments and, you know, tweet along and let us know what you guys thought of these episodes. We love to read what you guys have to say. We love that this conversation is back and we're here talking about it. We're glad that that wasn't our last season.
I know,
so.
We were so unsure last season.
Yeah,
like, literally awesome. Our last episode, we were like, we don't know if we're coming back.
Mm-mm, that was sad.
Yeah, that was. We drank moonshine to deal with it.
Yeah, so thank you, Nashies, actually, for you guys, the power that you guys have to bring the show that you love back, and we love it. Gets us back here. Like, so thank you for doing that.
And thank you, CMT.
Yes. Thank you, CMT.
Thank you, CMT. Of course. Honestly.
Yeah, she's a good one. All right, where can everybody follow you at?
Everyone can follow me on Twitter at SerafiniTV.
All right, you guys can follow me at JJJorgens and JJ.Jorgens on Instagram. All right, well, thanks so much. That's a wrap for us tonight. We will see you here again next week. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.